to This Magical Life, a weekly podcast hosted by two witchy friends.
I'm Victoria. I'm a mom, I manage a shop, and I teach Teen Witch Academy.
I'm Margaret. I'm a magical bard, and I love tarot and astrology.
We're both witches and dog people.
Hi, Victoria.
Hey, Margaret. How are you?
I'm swell, thanks. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good, good. I want to just let our listeners know that we both have dogs here today.
We do.
And they're getting along for the most part, but if you hear some growling, they're just figuring things out. Everything is fine.
Yeah. They're good.
Wednesday, of course, would not even growl at a fly, I don't think. Trixie's a little bit protective because now she thinks the shop is hers.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm trying to think. I don't know if I've ever heard Wednesday growl. I don't think so.
Okay. I never have either.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I don't live with her, but.
Yeah, I don't think I have, so you might be right. Yeah, but, I mean, she's probably capable of it, so.
I'm sure she knows how.
Yeah.
But she has that sort of just, like, super chill vibe of just, I'm just going to be here, and that's what I'm doing.
Well, she took off like a banshee when you went to go for a walk with Trixie. She walked, I've never seen her walk that fast, ever, ever, ever. And I was like, I can't catch her because I'm not used to moving that fast with her. So it was really very cute. I think that she didn't want her to go. So,
Yeah, I think Wednesday is more accepting of Trixie right now. Trixie's doing a sort of like nervous tail wag. It's okay, honey. Everything's fine. See, she's just sleeping. But yeah, so if you hear growling, everything's fine.
Everything's good. Don't worry.
Everything is copacetic.
Yeah.
So today is our last episode before we take a break for Ostara, because Ostara is, as of our recording, this tomorrow.
Yeah.
Which is exciting.
Yeah, it really is. I can't even believe it. Like, I know. It flew. Like, I just feel, well.
It's a few days earlier than usual this year, I feel.
True, but I just feel like it was involved, like, yesterday.
That's because it was.
Yeah. So, yeah, it seems like the year is, the wheel is flying.
The wheel is rolling very, very fast. Sort of like an escape cartwheel in The Adventures of Dick Turpin.
Yeah.
Which is a great show that Victoria and I now love.
Yes, love, love it. Wait, who's the guy who plays Dick Turpin?
Noel Fielding.
Yeah.
Who's He's just wonderful. Amazing.
He is so funny, and the show is so like...
Irreverent?
I'm trying to think, yeah, like, yeah, it's so, like, out there, and I love it, like, because, you know, you really, when you're watching it, it's not real life at all, like,
no.
There's no way that you can associate your real life with it, and I really love shows like that, because, you know, some days you just want to sit in front of the TV, and, you know, not really think.
Yeah, it's fun to escape.
Yeah, yeah. So it's perfect. It's like maybe 40 minutes, a half an hour,
if
40
that,
minutes.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just the right amount of time, you know, to watch and you know, just kind of chuckle and then be on your way. But
exactly.
I loved it because the first two episodes I hadn't, you know, I got to watch them together. And so I was in front of the TV for like over an hour and I loved it. I was like, oh my gosh, the dogs are with me. I was laughing. I'm sure they were laughing too.
Yes, in their dog way.
Yeah, in their dog way. In their dog way. Yeah,
so we're obsessed with that and
really enjoying it.
We won't be binging it while we're off for Ostara because it's still releasing just one episode a week.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we would.
Yeah.
But, you know, we recommend it. But also, you know, even though this wheel of this year is just flying by, mm-hmm. you know, we had an extra day this year so mm-hmm. far, you know, take a beat and take a moment, stop life for a minute and mm-hmm. just enjoy what's happening around you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Wait, we had somebody in the shop on Saturday. No, Sunday, Friday.
One of those days.
One day.
And there was
a
day.
Yeah, it was Saturday. You were here.
Okay.
And her birthday was February 29th. So I was super excited and had lots of questions for her.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. I was like, that's so cool.
My cousin almost made it to the 29th. He was
okay.
One day off.
Okay.
So
yeah.
Close. Because he was born on a leap year.
Well, we were talking about how your birthday is not really a day. It's the month.
Yeah.
So, you know, she could celebrate the whole month. And
she totally could.
I'm sure her family appreciated me saying that.
Well, I mean, if they're not celebrating her for the whole month, what are they doing?
What are they doing with themselves? Yeah. Yeah. I couldn't agree more.
Yeah. So, Ostara, right around the corner. The yes. other exciting thing about that is Aries season is right around the corner. And we're currently in Pisces season, which I love. Mm-hmm. I love Pisces season. My moon is in Pisces. I'm not against Pisces. Mm-hmm. But the nice thing about Aries season is if there's something you're looking to start, it's a really good kick in the pants to get it going.
Yep, yep, it is. It is. It's funny because, so yesterday I redid the window, or one of the windows in the shop. Thank you.
You're welcome.
But I have to kind of explain it because, so the town is hosting this thing called Daffodil Days, and they've planted, like, over the years, between, like, almost 50,000 daffodil bulbs. And I didn't know this, but there's some that bloom early, some that bloom later, and, you know, so, like, we should have daffodils for the whole month. So this is a month-long event, and everybody's really jazzed about it. And I was like, okay, I don't want to not embrace it, because then I look like I'm like, pshaw, people, I don't want to be a part of you.
I'm not part of
you
this
know?
Town.
But I want to be part of the town.
Yeah,
so,
do.
So I decided that I was going to put daffodils in the window. And it's really, I'm having a real problem. They're so bright. They're like, they're bright yellow.
They
I know
are.
That everybody knows that, but like.
Daffodils do tend to be bright yellow.
You know, I had this vision for my window anyway to be like this forest. And, you know, I had to incorporate these daffodils, so I had to get rid of some of my forest things because it didn't quite make sense.
Right.
I have, like, some fairy things in there and some mushrooms, but, like, daffodils don't usually grow in the forest. So, yeah, I'm just, like, every time I look at the window, I'm like, that's so bright. Like, I
it
just
is.
Walked over to Joy and I came back and I was like, that's so bright. So I'm really trying to embrace spring more. Spring is not one of my seasons.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to embrace it more this year. So, yeah. So I have yellow in the windows. So it's, you know. But this has made me now. Now I'm like, I got to clean the whole store. So that's what I'm
beautiful.
Doing today. And thank you.
You're welcome.
And I'm just, you know, but I'm like, oh, I don't want to move this here. And Tom's like, you know, it's a candle. Like, it doesn't matter if it's in the front or the back. I'm like, it makes all the difference. So,
totally does.
Yeah. So, you know, so that's my day today. And, and yeah, you know, trying to embrace the spring. It's not that I don't like the nice weather, and I like to be able to like be outside and all
yeah.
that, because I am outsidesy. I know we talked about that, but
yes.
but you know, a month of daffodil days, like that's commitment. So so and I want to be part of the town, so. Yeah, it is really beautiful, though, when you drive in.
It is.
Like, there's just so many daffodils everywhere.
And they're very cheerful.
And they are very cheerful, but that's, like, for me, that's like, oh my gosh, it's so cheerful. Yeah, so that's my little thing about spring.
Which is always very interesting to me, because if I may say so.
Okay.
You're not an uncheerful person. But it's like, you carry it within you. So it's like, you don't always need it outwardly
yeah.
shown.
Right.
Not that people who need it outwardly shown don't carry it within them. But like, for anyone who knows Victoria, she's a generally cheerful individual.
Well, thank you.
And optimistic and upbeat and
thank
like
you.
Excited for things in life and stuff like that. So I don't want anyone to get the idea that she's not just because she likes black and purple.
So if my family is watching this, and I don't mean like Beckham and Trin, but like watching this, we don't watch this. We listen to this. Oh my goodness. They might disagree with you, but I think it's the people that I'm with that kind of pull out my cheerfulness sometimes, which was a real slap in the face for those family members, wasn't it? Wow, that got dark, but sorry, family.
I'm not going to make any comments on that.
Sorry, but
I'm not making any comments on that.
But, you know, yeah, so I think that my cheerfulness comes out depending on who I'm with and, you know, like
okay.
I'm always cheerful in the shop because I love being here and,
yeah.
you know, and at my house because I love there, you know, so yeah. But anywho, anywho, it's just hard sometimes because it's so brightly colored. And so, like, let's do colors. I don't know. It's just hard sometimes.
Yeah. No, I understand. It's not your vibe.
Yeah.
It's not your vibe. I wonder, too, you know how they say, like, now they think because of his paintings, Van Gogh had, like, either an extra rod or an extra cone in his eyes
mm-hmm.
because of the way he saw colors.
Okay.
I wonder if folks who are more drawn to darker colors have a different rod and cone set up in their eyes.
Oh, that would be interesting.
It would.
I don't know.
Something for some scientist to figure
yeah.
out.
Yeah.
So some scientist, if you're listening, if eye rods and cones are your specialty, this could be an interesting project
yes,
for you.
Yes, exactly.
Report back.
I think that would be neat to know. I mean, Yeah, I'm just, you know, I'm just drawn to like everything darker.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's okay. I mean, there's like, I have a white chair in my bedroom.
You're like, yellow exists. Like, it's okay. You know, I acknowledge the existence of yellow.
So we have this yellow in the windows. I hope it's not shocking for the entire month.
Well, I think you're going to get used to it.
I hope so. I hope so.
I think by April, by the next month, you'll be ready to take it out. But like, I think you'll get used to it, and it won't be so alarming.
Yeah. You know, shocking that, you know, the town isn't as witchy as I would like it to be.
So, we're working on it.
But I'm working on it. I am working on it. So, but if you want to embrace nature, that, I mean, you know, it's all about nature and, you know, Mother Earth. So I like that. But yeah, I like the darker tones.
Yeah. More autumnal.
So yeah. Yeah. Stuff. Yeah. Yeah. And okay. I'm finding I just enjoy winter now. Like,
yeah.
You know.
It was a good winter. I mean, it was a little milder than I would have liked, but.
I would have liked more snow, but it was a good winter.
Because they promised us all this snow.
I know.
And there were acorns like, all over the place.
Yeah. Yeah. It was crazy. But in spring, you know, I don't mind spring. Summer is the one that I'm just like, I just want to like be indoors in my cocoon of air conditioning.
Yeah, I feel the same way about summer. Except the strange thing is that during winter and during summer is when I tend to be more prolific with writing. In the spring and fall, I'm not as, I'll like just play around with short story snippets or like I'll write, you know, 40 pages of a novel and then delete it and start all over again. Like,
right,
it's very like haphazard. Even if I've planned it out, it doesn't have the same flow as winter and summer do.
Hmm.
And I wonder if it has something to do with the amount of light, either more or less of it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I don't know. And maybe it's just that spring and autumn are like your research, like
could be
internal researching
it
for
could
stories
be.
For, you know.
Yeah,
for it the could winter be. And summer.
It's just something that I've noticed. Like, I don't love summer, mostly because of the bugs.
Mm-hmm.
I can handle the heat and humidity okay because I can always take a shower. But I don't love having bugs on me or near me unless they're like cute bugs, like ladybugs and butterflies.
Yeah.
And non-stinging bugs.
Yeah. Yeah.
And non-yellow jackets.
Yeah, non-yellow jackets.
But we've talked about them before. what we really want to talk about today is prosperity magic. Ooh. So I'm going to go ahead and make a semi-segue to that.
Prosperity and abundance and all those good
things. All those
things.
The first thought that came into my head when I thought about this, and this is perhaps because I'm a Capricorn sun and a Taurus rising. Like, often when I think of prosperity, my first thought is money. But I wanted to start the conversation off by saying prosperity and abundance don't always mean money. I'm going to say that now because my brain doesn't often go there.
Mm-hmm.
So in case I forget to say it later, there I've said it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, so true. Prosperity is just, you know, having the things that you want and not just like the things, like the material things, but like the love and the, you know, the feeling of safety and, you know, all those good things that everybody wants and you really can't buy them.
No.
You know, you have to kind of make them happen for yourself sometimes. I mean, yes, there are situations that, you know, that you can't make things happen, but I'm talking about like, you know, for like any sort of person who is living a very normal life, let's just say, or a normal, you know, I don't know, like a life where, what am I trying to say? I'm trying to say like a life where, you know, there's no abuse and there's no substance abuse and there's none of those bad things. So I'm going to say that's what I mean by normal. Like you don't have any of like these terrible things happening in your life. You have to work on, you know, bringing abundance into your life. It just doesn't come. And people, of course, always think like, oh, well, I have money, so I'm abundant and I have all the abundance and, you know, but I mean, like you can't buy a lot of the things like love and like safety and like those feelings of being included and those feelings of friendship and all those good things.
It's true. It's true. I mean, as an example, I bought my dog, who's now drooling on your floor.
That's okay.
But I can't buy the way she looks at me. And I can't buy the way I look at her.
Yep.
That's not anything that money can ever buy.
No.
And that's not to say I haven't spoiled her rotten, because I love to spoil her.
Mm-hmm.
And where Trixie is concerned, there's pretty much nothing I would deny her at this point under the sun. But, you know, it's, she doesn't love me because of those things. She loves me because I care for her and vice versa.
Right.
So
right.
That's a small example of what you're saying, I think.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not a big green person, and of course green is associated with prosperity and abundance. And of course a lot of people associate that then with money, but you can also use gold or any color. I mean, if you know, purple is prosperity, you know, that's what you should be using. You know, my motto.
I do.
But there have been times in my life where I haven't been able to get the things that I really truly wanted in my heart from the people that were supposed to be giving it. And it made me feel like I can do ritual and I could journal and I could make space for some time so that I could bring this into my life, because I know I can attract it. I just have to attract it from the right people.
Yeah.
Because sometimes we're just not surrounded by the right people.
That's true too.
So we have to kind of work on that a little bit. And again, with your roadmap, you know, it's like I know what I want. And I know who I am. So how can I get there in the way I need to get there when the people or the things I have or not things, but the people around me aren't providing that?
Yeah.
And that's like, for me, that's like the perfect example of prosperity and abundance. To get that love and those wonderful, warm feelings that you get from friends. Sometimes you need to work on that. And not like it's a terrible thing, but work on it in a way where you need to look for it. Maybe someplace where you weren't looking for it.
That's key.
You know, if you have like a horrible family, I mean, you know, there's nothing you could do about that. It's your family.
Just roll the dice.
But you can find like your found family, and you can find the people that, you know, accept you for who you are and aren't, you know, doing all those things that you don't like when people do to you, like judging you, you know?
Yeah,
and
exactly.
I think that for me is like one of the most perfect examples of abundance, because who does not want to be abundance in friendship and love and just feeling like all the positive feelings?
100%. I agree with you completely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's talk about some of the ways that we have worked abundance magic in the past.
Sure.
Or are doing it right now.
Okay.
So one of the things I like to do is, so one of the ways that I feel abundant is when my stories connect with readers. I'm incredibly introverted. I don't love talking to large groups of people. I don't love being in large groups of people. I don't dislike people. I just don't always want to be surrounded by people. But for me, one of the ways that I connect is through story. So, and this could be applicable to anything that you're putting out into the world. I'm using books as an example because it's what I make.
Mm-hmm.
But I like to do abundance magic on Fridays to work with Venus. Because to me, if I'm going to have a positive impact on a reader, that reader has to be of a certain type.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I'm not going to be trying to attract people who want to read scientific treatises. Those may be great.
Right.
Nothing
right.
against scientific treatises.
Right.
It's not what I write.
Right.
as enticing as the idea of the study of rods and cones was, I'm not going to do that research and write it.
No.
So, you know, when I'm doing prosperity magic, a lot of times it's about having a conversation with Venus about establishing, this is what I value. I want to connect with, for me, through story, the people who value these same things or who are looking to bring this value into their life. And my hope is that my story is going to help them do that.
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not it does, that's up to them.
Mm-hmm.
But a little bit up to me, but also up to them, right? But I might light a candle, or I might make like a bread with ingredients that Venus would like.
Mm-hmm.
I adapted a sourdough recipe to include apples and cinnamon.
Oh, lovely.
Both of which Venus likes.
Mm-hmm.
So make that. Eat some of it when I'm posting about my book or this, that, or the other thing. And like, it could just be as simple as that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the ways that I've worked abundance magic in the past. How about you?
I like that.
Thank you.
That's beautiful. I mean, you know, that's really lovely. Well, one of the things I've been doing recently is I've been trying to on Fridays to light green candles in the shop when we're here. You know, because we need all sorts of abundance. I want love, and I want people to find us. And, you know, it's great if they spend money here too. Like, that's a plus. I mean, I want all like those positive things. I just want to bring that positivity to me. And I've started associating, not really green, but like a very light green with bringing things in and bringing things, you know, we did a candle spell on Saturday. And even though it wasn't, you know, Friday, I still did the light green candle. Because I wanted to bring good health to somebody so that they could get to where they needed to be. And I thought that's bringing it in, kind of. And it's so funny, guys. I just keep moving my hands.
Like, yeah, you guys can't see.
You guys can't see, but I am like, I am full, like, body.
Yes.
Bringing it in.
Well, and sometimes that's important, too.
Yeah.
I mean, using hand gestures, right, using your body, right, movement.
Right.
You know.
So I've been doing a lot of that. There you go. So I've been doing a lot of that because I really, it's just been a really weird time for me too. So I'm really trying to bring a lot of positivity in.
Yeah.
And I feel like I would love to be abundant in positivity. I think that's everybody awesome. Would, but you know, so I'm like, hey, if everybody in the shop benefits from it, that's great. Like everybody who shops here and you know, that great. So I've been trying to do that. But one of the things that I like to do is I like to make prosperity rice and I keep it at my house. And I keep some at the shop too. And
yes,
we sell it here.
You.
Yeah, but and it's so easy because it's really thinking about all the things that kind of make you prosperous. And one of the things that the rice really, you know, deals with it or doesn't deal with, but you know, has in it is money.
Mm-hmm.
Because the thought is too, if you bring in that money, then you don't have to worry about like your bills and, you know, your home and your living situation, because all those things are so important. You know, we need houses, we need food, we need water. You know, there's basic things that you need. And some of them you just can't get without money.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know many people that walk down the streets and somebody gives them a house. I mean, that would be great. You know, that, I mean, how
it
wonderful
would
that
like
be?
It's like it's going to get more affordable with these changes to real estate.
True,
commission
true,
laws, but
true. And not only receiving a house, how cool would it be if you could be that person that like gave other people houses?
That would be really cool.
Oh my gosh. What a great feeling would that be? Like,
I mean, your karma would be,
oh my gosh, incredible.
What a boost.
And you'd probably make a new friend. Not that I'm saying people have to buy other people houses, but
at least one new friend.
But I like to make prosperity rice, and it's so easy. And I'll even the recipe, I guess I'll give you guys. I'll let you guys know what it is. It's basically you take rice and you color it. You color it green because that's the color of prosperity. Now again, if you don't feel the green, that's fine. You can color it any color that you want. If you know that whatever works for you. But you basically color the rice, and that's like the longest part of the whole thing because you have to let the rice dry. You are using dry rice, and you don't want to cook it because that would get weird.
Yep.
So so you basically want to color, and you just need a little bit of food color, stir it up, and then it has to sit for probably like 3 or 4 days to really dry out because you don't want it to get, of course, like moldy and stuff.
Yeah, that's not the vibe you want to bring in for
right,
abundance.
Right. And then when I'm ready for that, I actually try to wait like that whole week so that I could do everything on Fridays and like keep doing, you know.
Which is Venus's day, by the way.
Right. So then I like to add all the herbs that make me think of prosperity and the things that I want in my life. I always use lavender because I always want peace and love in my life.
Yeah.
And rose because I always want love in my life. And, you know, I go from there, basil, peppermint, you know, whatever I can think of. I use a lot of clove and star anise. And then basically I add in those coins. I think they're called I Ching coins.
Yeah, or I don't know if it's I Ching or I Ching. Sorry
okay,
if I'm mispronouncing.
Yeah, sorry, everybody. You know I'm really bad at pronunciation of things.
We can write it.
Yeah, but the coins with the hole in them.
Yeah.
I like to use those because I find them to be very lucky coins. And, you know, I use those. And then a lot of times we'll put in other money, you know, like, I don't know, a bill or like maybe some quarters or pennies or whatever I have. And I like to just keep it in a bowl in my kitchen. And it feels always really good. And every once in a while I stir it up a little bit and maybe I add something to it because I also like to put the lavender in because it smells really pretty.
Yeah.
Just be careful if you have dogs and cats, make sure you put it somewhere where they can't reach it because I think that it's really bad for them to eat the rice. I know a lot of those herbs probably aren't great for them, but I think that the rice, raw rice, is really bad for animals to eat because it can expand and be bad.
Yeah.
So in their belly. So be careful with that. But I like to make that because it's also like I just feel like all of my intentions are going in the rice. And then every time that I stir it up, I feel like the intentions are just going back out into the universe.
It's absolutely lovely.
Mm-hmm.
I love the prosperity rice. I learned about it from you.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I had not heard about it before.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, ever since I learned about it, it's like, it's popping up everywhere.
Right, right. It's so funny, right? And I like to keep, I have a big, giant black obsidian. I'm going to show with hand gesture how big it is. You've seen it, yep. So I don't know why I'm showing it.
It's okay.
It's pretty big. And I like to keep it near there. It doesn't have to be right next to it, but I feel like, because I want to keep all the negativity away.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Yeah.
I don't blame you.
Yeah.
That's a good thing
because
to do,
nobody
too.
Wants to be prosperous in anything negative.
No, and you don't want to be like prosperous and still feel crummy about it.
Yep. So I think that I know that there's a lot of people out there who struggle with like their identity, and people struggle accepting their identity. And you know, I think that whenever you use any sort of magic, and you're putting your energy in there, it's really sending out vibes into the universe that like. Listen, this is who I am. I just want to find the people that accept me. I want to find the places that will accept me. I just want to be accepted. Because I think that that's, I don't even know why we need rice for that. We should just be able to be accepted. But, you know, we can use rice for that. And I think it just helps. It helps you really, like, think about, you know, things. And it also makes me think about, like, what can I do to help other people be abundant?
Yeah.
Because that's really important to think about that, you know?
It is. I've got a really good prosperity bit of magic for that.
Okay.
And this is to do with money. You could do it with intentions, but I've done it with money before.
Mm-hmm.
So for those of you listening who are like, yeah, we know it's not always money, but what about the money?
Right.
This might be something you might want to try. You take a bill.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't even say you have to do a huge one, right? Okay. And you mail it to a friend.
Okay.
No explanation needed.
Do you put a letter or anything?
You can if you want.
Okay.
But when they, whether they save or spend the money is immaterial. The fact that you're sharing it with others, it creates an energy of generosity.
Mm-hmm.
And when that, the universe loves that. When that happens, when you're spreading the wealth, the universe is like, oh, here, I'll give you more so you can do that again.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a way of expanding the resources that are coming to you. And I say resources because, like I said, it could be money. It doesn't have to be. Just be careful that whatever you're mailing is something that's safe to mail.
Right.
You know. But yeah, I've sent some money to a friend before. I did send a note with it because I was like, they're not going to know why I'm sending them like $5.
Right. Here's $5.
Can
you buy a cup of coffee with $5 anymore? I don't even know.
You know, I don't know. It can go toward one.
Okay, there you go.
Toward one. I guess it depends on where you live, but, and I put a little note in there and it just said, you know, what you do with this money is up to you. But the good thing about it is that because that money carries that spirit of generosity and abundance, what it's supposed to do is bring you more abundance and also bring them more abundance, regardless of whether they save or spend.
Oh, so it's like a twofer spell.
It's a twofer spell.
Oh,
now,
man.
The one thing I will say is, this person, I've done beneficial magic for them before.
Mm-hmm.
I would say make sure the person's okay with that because you are technically impacting somebody's will.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's true. And so, that's, yeah.
Yeah. Just make sure that they're cool with it. Even if
as
you wanna,
in all magic.
As in
no
all
matter,
magic. And maybe you want to surprise them with what the magic is, but you could just say like, hey, I want to do a little bit of magic that's meant to help both of us. Are you cool with that?
Right.
Like you don't have to get super specific if you want to surprise them
because
it can be a cool surprise. Just be like, hey, here's $5.
Yeah.
I didn't have that before. Like that makes me feel like, ooh.
Yeah.
You know? So, you know, you don't have to be super specific, but definitely get their permission to perform magic on their behalf because you are impacting their will in the world. But I like that one because it's designed to help everybody involved.
You know, my mom, I know I don't often say like the kindest things about her, but I'm going to say this. She believed that everybody should pick a charity. and that they should make monthly donations to the charity. Hers was St. Jude.
Okay.
And I didn't really find I kind of knew about it, but I didn't really find out like the whole thing until I took over her finances, that she really felt that by helping somebody who needed help, that it helped them get more money and it helped, you know, her be prosperous, you know. I don't know which way she wanted to be prosperous in. I'm not totally sure. But, you know, you find a lot about people sometimes, like when they pass. Yeah. So, you know, but she,
That's beautiful.
Yeah, it's lovely, and it's a really lovely way to think about it, you know. And I know a lot of people do not like charities now because of all the scandals and the terrible things. But, like, you know, sometimes there's a good one out there. And if there is, you know, do your research.
Yeah, I mean, it might just be, like, your local animal shelter or something. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be an international, corporation. Right. Well, it would be a corporation. Charity. You know, it doesn't have to be something big if you don't feel comfortable. If you want to see the people you're donating to, you could go more local.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Your local dog shelter is always good.
Yeah. Or it could be, you know, like, maybe you buy books and put them in little free libraries.
Oh, every month. I love those free libraries. You know, Ree has that one in the front of her house. I mean, hers is elaborate. She's got a beautiful, it's got like a glass door. And I mean, it's beautiful. It's painted. I think it's so wonderful when people do that. I wish that I had like a porch that I could do that, you know, in like a little town, like some cute little, like if I lived in Essex. Maybe we should do that here.
Ooh, how cute would that be?
Oh my gosh. That's such a great idea. I just thought of it. Now I'm saying it's a great idea. But like, you thought of it. And now I'm like, we should do that here.
We should do that here.
We're genius.
We are.
I don't know if I'd have to talk to zoning. But I mean, I call them, I feel like, every day.
You know, you can, for anyone who wants to do this, there is an organization for Little Free Libraries.
Oh, there is?
And they give you all the guidelines you need to install yours and build yours and get permission for yours and all that.
Oh my gosh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. I looked into it at one point and I didn't do it because the place where I wanted to put one turns out already has one.
Oh, okay.
But I think they're totally awesome to build.
I feel like
I'm also not handy. Yeah, I can't build things.
I feel like we should be able to have a little one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that we should totally do this. I'm going to call you have to give me the information for this.
I will.
Little library. I mean, I guess I could also just call Ree and ask her what she did, you know.
Yeah, but that's okay.
But, you know, but yeah. But, like, yeah, if you have information, that would be great, because how cool would that be?
It's very cool.
Yeah.
I'll donate a copy of each of my books for
you. Yeah, and, oh, thank you. You're welcome. Oh, my gosh, that's so generous. Thank you. Yeah, we could put out, like free little, like, witchy books.
Yes.
You know.
Definitely. Awesome.
We're turning Essex into, what was I saying the other day? Salem. Wait. Yeah, the Salem of Connecticut.
I love it.
And you were like, there is a Salem of Connecticut.
There is a Salem of Connecticut. And it's got some very pretty trees.
Okay.
I believe there's also a Dunkin' Donuts there.
Okay. So,
and, you know, houses.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It doesn't really have, at least last time I went, which was years ago, mind.
Mm-hmm.
It did not at that time have really like a central shopping.
Okay. So.
Area. Like.
Right.
Essex Village does.
Right. So I just have to think of a name that's not the Salem of Connecticut.
I think you could use Essex. I mean, it carries a lot of...
That's true.
A lot of
England.
History. Yeah, Essex, England was where the first witch was convicted in England.
There you go.
Not that that was
a good thing.
A good thing. But, I mean, Salem's known for things that aren't good.
Yep.
So...
Yep.
There you go.
I think every place is known for things that aren't
good.
But, I
mean, like, you know how Salem is Witch City? This could be Witch Village.
Oh, my gosh. I have so many things I need to do after this podcast. I'm like,
Essex is going to be transformed by the time we come back in 2 weeks. Transformed. We're about to perform some alchemy here, folks.
Yeah, definitely.
There's a bit of prosperity magic that you do all the time that I think is really cool.
What's that?
On the first of every month.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Would you like to talk about that?
Yes. So on the first of every month,
to do.
It's so easy. I just have like this cinnamon, this bottle of cinnamon that I think I got at the dollar store at home. And I basically, on the first of the month, get a handful of it and walk out my front door and leave the door open and blow it in through the front door. And it blows in prosperity.
Simple.
Yeah. Somebody told me that what they do then is they open up their back door to let out anything that like anything stagnant. But to me, that's more like if you're if you have like a negative energy type thing.
Yeah, if I feel like positive. If I keep
blowing in like prosperity, it doesn't go bad or anything. So I just do it through my front door, and we also do it at the shop, which is really fun. And should I tell my story about when we once did it and. We once did it. I'm going to tell it because I just said, should I tell my story? Okay, really quick.
You can tell it at whatever pace you want.
We were doing it at some place that I worked, and we didn't have any powdered cinnamon. So we decided that we were going to smash up a cinnamon stick, you know, in like a, what are those
mortar and pestle.
Yes, thank you.
Which I love using those.
So we did it. I think I was with Ray, right? And excuse me. And we're like, okay. And we had like these cinnamon chips because I don't know if you ever tried to grind cinnamon
sticks.
It
takes a while because it's a bark.
Yeah. They don't grind into like a powder. Like they grind to like little chips. Eventually, but you know.
It's going to take a long time.
So now we decide we're going to go out the door and she's going to, you know, record me for Instagram or whatever. The cinnamon's in my hand and I go to blow it. And you know, like how like, you know, when it's powder, it like kind of goes through the air and it's beautiful. This basically just went off my hands and just like, just dove right off the end of my hand. And it was just so funny and I couldn't stop laughing. And then I just picked some up and like threw it through the door because I'm like.
Chucking cinnamon chips through the door.
But it was, sometimes you just got to do what you got to do.
Sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, but it was a very fun day for magic, and I laughed. And I don't know, for whatever reason, whenever I think of it, every first of the month, I think of that day, and I just laugh, because that's why sometimes I love doing magic with other people.
Yeah.
Because, you know, crazy things can happen, crazy and you're laughing. Crazy things
can happen.
You know, so.
Oh, did we need an orange candle?
Yeah.
Go listen to our Samhain episode from not this past Samhain, but the year before it.
Yes, that was a fun spell. But you know, sometimes you just got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, yeah. I also wanted to add.
Mm-hmm.
So we talked about Fridays being a good day for prosperity, but they're not the only ones. They're not the only days.
Yeah, is it like Sunday?
Sundays are good because it's the sun, and
right.
I mean, think about everything the sun gives us. Like, we wouldn't have life if not for the sun.
True. Sunday's right? Good. And isn't Thursday really good? Because of Jupiter?
Jupiter.
Okay, I'm trying to learn all this stuff.
Yeah, and you're getting good at it. One thing I learned recently from one of the astrology books I'm reading, working with Jupiter, is that on a Thursday night,
mm-hmm.
if you tell a story about a time when you had to dig deep and persevere,
mm-hmm.
it can help your abundance flow in. Jupiter loves that.
That's really?
Like, yeah.
I'd never heard that before. Okay. Right?
Isn't that cool?
Thursday night. It's got to be night, though.
It's got to be night.
Okay.
All right. And on Thursday.
Okay. Does Jupiter need to be like in a certain place or like, Jupiter. Okay.
Just Jupiter or Zeus or whatever, you know, composite or mm-hmm. not composite, whatever alternate
and
deity.
A story about a time that you really had to dig deep.
And you're telling it to somebody else.
Right.
In hopes of inspiring them.
Right. Okay.
So not just like saying it to like the room of no one. The goal is to have somebody else. I had another podcast I was doing this on for a few weeks at a time, and it was cool. It was cool. I liked it. I started to run out of stories though.
Okay.
And then I was like, well, it's a podcast, so there's no sense in my repeating that because people can just go back and listen.
Right.
But so Thursdays are really good for prosperity and abundance magic as well. So Sunday, Thursday, Friday, you've got all these days to bring mm-hmm. this into your life. That's almost half the week right there.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good amount of days.
It is. And then the other thing that you can do is say it's a Tuesday and you're like, I really need to bring some abundance in right now, but it's not Sunday, Thursday, or Friday. You can look up the planetary hour for the sun, for Jupiter, for Venus, and use that time during that day to work with those energies.
What a great, that's great.
And you can do that any day.
That's great advice.
Any day of the week.
Yeah. Because, you know, I don't know about you, but sometimes I need something and it's not on the day that it needs to be. And I'm like, okay, I can't wait though.
Yeah. Yeah. Like this has to happen immediately for me.
Yeah.
Maybe not from the universe, but for me.
Yeah.
You can just go for it. I first learned that from Fiona Duncan.
Okay.
And there's a website called Planetary Hours.
Okay.
Where you can find those so you don't have to calculate them.
Oh, that's cool. Okay.
Yeah.
Because I was I wonder how you...
You put in your city and zip code,
mm-hmm.
and it tells you when each planet is going to be in you know, when the hours are for each planet. And it's a few times those. During the day, because there's only so many planets in 24 hours.
Yeah. I love all those cool little websites that tell you little things. Yeah.
It's very useful.
That's very cool. Because, you know, how many times, like, do you read something in a book and it's like, okay, on, like, the third Thursday when the sun is in, you know, whatever, in Pisces and the moon is in, you know, and you're like, okay, this is one day out of the year. Yeah. Like, I can't, you know. Yeah.
It's very specific.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes things are very specific. And I'm always like, I'll never figure this out, so I'm just going to do it now.
Exactly. Or, like, I'm going to be, like, walking the dog at that time. Or,
exactly.
She likes to go at a certain time of day.
You know, or I need to be at work. Although I could do magic here. So.
You can.
And you could, too, but, you know.
Exactly. Yeah. And we have.
But, yeah. Yes. But, you know, if I was, like, an attorney in, like, a courtroom. Like,
I need a recess.
Recess. And everybody join hands.
Jupiter's in that part of the sky. Okay, everybody, I'm going to tell you a story of when I had to dig deep.
Yes, exactly.
And then we're going to light a candle.
Yes.
No,
yes.
It doesn't work all the time.
I think that people might be like, what's going on?
They might.
They might.
If they listen to this podcast, they won't be like that.
No. I mean, if I was in the courtroom, I'd be like, yes, let's
do this.
Let's do this, man.
Way more fun than court things.
Exactly.
No offense to anybody who works in court.
No, no.
It's important work.
It's important work.
But I personally think magic is more fun.
Yeah. And but you know, it's a little bit more more strict with the policies and rules
and laws.
Yeah. And laws.
Oh goodness. So you know, I think we've given a good set of examples of prosperity magic. There's way more out there.
Oh, there's so much. There's so, much.
Like, if none of this speaks to you, don't be like, oh, well, prosperity's not for me, I guess. Like, go out and explore.
Yeah.
And
I mean, a lot of people also associate prosperity with luck.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, the fad in, this is before your time, but like in like the 70s was like a rabbit's foot. Everybody had a rabbit's foot keychain.
People still had those when I was a kid. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I know that they died out. Like, probably by like the 90s, but you know.
I mean, the first weekend I had Trixie, she found three four leaf clovers. I'm like, she ate one of them.
Well, then she's going to be lucky
forever. Destroyed another one with her paw, and I think she peed on the third.
Yeah.
So I didn't keep any. My mom's like, you should have pressed it. I'm like, no. They weren't in any condition for that.
No, but yeah, she's a lucky dog.
But yeah, so there's all sorts of ways to bring luck and prosperity into your life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, just. I don't know what he says. I was going to say, like, in Star Trek, don't they say something about prosperity or prosperous or, like, Spock?
Probably.
I don't know.
Anyway. Live long and prosper.
Yes, that's it. Yes.
I just did the hand signal for that, by the way. For anyone listening who cannot see
us. Like, does he say, like, be prosperous? I'm sorry, you're trying to drink, and I'm like,
be prosperous.
And I'm being a goofball.
Love it.
But
I
go out
it.
There and live long and prosper. Is that it? Do that, everybody.
Go be
Let's
a Vulcan.
All do that.
You don't have to be as guarded with your emotions as they are, though. Oh, goodness. All right, so we have an oracle deck here today, the Tree Keeper's Oracle.
The Tree Keeper's Oracle.
Which was written by Angie Sullins with artwork by Stephanie Law. It's absolutely gorgeous.
It's so pretty. You know, I know that I've said this on other podcasts before, like other episodes, is that, you know, I find the Fae to be a little tricky, so I don't really work with them. But this is the one deck that I have that, like, it has a lot of the Fae on it, and I really just love it.
Same.
Okay. Oh, this is really cute. This is Keeper of Inclusion.
Ooh, what number, 12?
And, like, I think she's got purple hair. Boulder. Oh, wait, I think she's got my hair. I think it's, like, white on top.
She does have your hair.
I hope it's a good one, then, because what if it's, like, you have to be, like, you can't include anybody and, like...
I doubt it's that. You deserve every beautiful and lovely thing. Not a bad start.
Oh, I like it!
You also deserve to know yourself as a beautiful and lovely thing. In order to achieve this awareness, harmonize with the song of your soul. This means you must be willing to take all the pain, suffering, worries, hopes, dreams, and joy of your life and of the moment and synthesize them with compassion, reverence, forgiveness. Don't abandon any part of yourself or your experience. Embrace the tears and laughter. Allow yourself to soften towards all you have judged wrong or bad. Invite all the ugly parts and painful memories into your soul's song. And then sing. Remember, the birds who adorn the trees don't sing because they are talented or gifted. They sing because they have a song.
Oh, I love that.
That's beautiful.
That is so beautiful. Yeah, I was afraid it was going to be something crazy. And I was like, I had a few crazy cards this weekend when I pulled cards. So, yeah. So, yeah, this is beautiful. Yeah, get this deck, everybody, if you can. The booklet is gorgeous. It's so colorful. Oh, my gosh. I think you'll really like it. And it's very springy.
Victoria sells it at House of the Triple
Visit
Moon,
our website.
So,
or come to the shop.
Yeah.
But what I like about it is, like, it's spring colors, but it's not, like, bright, bright.
Right, it's not.
It's muted.
Yeah,
I like that. I think. I'm gonna try to just embrace all the colors of spring. That's my goal for spring.
I love that.
Yeah, I'm not gonna wear them or anything, but I'm gonna embrace.
Well, you have purple
them.
In your hair. That's I do. That's enough.
I do. Come on, yeah.
Everybody should lighten up. That's enough.
Yeah, that's enough. Purple's very springy.
All right, so do you have a you know you're a witch if for prosperity magic?
So I was actually going to say, like, if you blow cinnamon in your front door.
I love it.
You know, you're definitely a witch if you do that. And if you don't do that, do it.
Yeah, it's one of the easiest and most affordable
it's
ways
so easy
to do prosperity
and it's
magic.
So, you know, you just feel kind of good afterwards. And, like, there's, like, this smell of cinnamon and it's lovely.
Yeah. Can't go wrong with that.
Yeah, so do it.
But buy the powdered cinnamon.
Yes.
Unless you want to spend a very long time at the mortar and pestle.
Yes, and, like, having to throw chunks in or, you know.
Yeah, yeah. So just save yourself the trouble. Buy the powdered cinnamon.
Yeah, yeah.
If you don't already have it, then you should, because it makes everything delicious.
Yeah, and I even have one at the shop here so that I remember, you know. Like, I specifically, the reason why I said, like, buy it at, like, the dollar store or something, just have, like, your own, like, its own container, because then you could kind of put it by your door, or you could put it somewhere, like, you know, the cinnamon here is not with all of the other wonderful herbs that we have, because I want to remember.
Right.
And if you, you know, if you don't remember the first, do it the second. It's all fine.
Yeah, it's about doing it once a month.
Yeah,
it's
do it once a month.
It doesn't have to be the first.
Again, don't be so strict with yourself that you, you know, that you can't enjoy the magic.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, so go and be prosperous.
Live long and prosper.
Live long and prosper.
Have a wonderful Ostara, everybody.
Yes,
I hope
enjoy.
That you enjoy the spring equinox. We will miss you next week, but we will be back in 2 weeks with even more fabulousness.
We already have the next season all planned out. In fact, we have a special guest next season.
I know, it's going to be so exciting.
It's just, we're going to have a lot of fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun, so come back next season.
Plus, it'll
be there or be square.
11.
Season
Which
11.
Is so nice numerologically.
It really is. Oh, I love it. I love the whole thing.
It's fabulous.
Yeah.
Don't leave us. Stay with us. And we'll see you next time.
Stay magical. Thanks for listening. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss our next episode.
If you loved this, please leave us a review. We can't wait to talk to you again next week.